Welcome, listeners, to Womashare Podcast, the podcast that targets men aged 35 to 55 years. And today we are really excited to have a new topic, a new season. And this season is talking about separation and divorce. And in the podcast today, I have two great men who have joined me in Womashare Podcast. And we are going to journey along for the next probably 4 weeks, just listening to their stories, listening to nuggets for you who are married, for you who are on the verge of probably separation or divorce, but more so for you who has no idea about this topic, and even you're not aware of what season you could be in. So welcome to Womashare Podcast, and with me I have one Steve Karaoke, Steve, and one Hutia. So you guys could just introduce yourselves. You guys are great friends, and I've known you for quite a while. And yeah, Steve, maybe you could just say a bit more about yourself, what you do, and yeah, what are we talking about today, and where you are, what season are you in?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, well, Kevin. Thanks for the invite. It's great to be here. Great to be in this great studio. And to meet Tony as well. As you've heard, my name is Steve Karaoke. I'm a businessman, but currently I'm in manufacturing space. Have two great daughters, 16 and 12. I've been separated now for exactly 2 years. In fact, when I say it's great to be here, I never thought I'd be in this space. Yeah. Interestingly.
Great to be here in this podcast, or great to be in the season.
In the season, but great to be in this. So I was married for 16 years. Then my marriage, of course, broke down, and I've been in the separation space for the last 2 years.
All right.
An interesting space. Thank you, yeah.
Okay. Karibu sana, Steve.
Sante.
Yeah. Thank you. And Bona Hutia.
Yes. My name is Tony Hutia. A father of four. I have a young lady who's 18, a young man who's 15,
yeah,
a girl who's 13, and a last born who's 9, a boy. Mm-hmm. I was married for around 10 years. Got separated, and then after that, after maybe 2 years, then I got remarried. So I'm currently married, and we are doing this is the 9th year of the second one.
So total around 19, almost 20 years
actually of
marriage experience.
Marriage experience kulikuwa na break ka 2 years.
Okay.
I always consider myself a two-star general.
Yeah. those are words.
Yes.
You putting it like that, two-star general.
Yeah, well, two-star general.
You're still on one star, eh?
Yeah, you're still on one star.
Even for me, I'm a one-star guy.
You're back timing there. So, because even when these marriages actually break, I don't know if really they break, because there are responsibilities that you have to take care of because of the fact that there were kids involved. So, there's some things that you do that still look like you're married.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody said you never go. My lawyer actually told me once that please note that you'd be going through this hula-baloo until your kids are 18. So you do the math from when you stop.
Yeah.
And then plus to 18.
Yeah.
Then recently I discovered that that is not also true entirely, because after 18 there's issues of coratio, wedding, that comes and check in.
Yes.
So you still have that journey to go on. So I'm in this good place. I'm running an organization called Oasis Experience. We do part of what we call divorce care.
Okay.
It's people who are going through divorce and separation. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we take care of them. Mm-hmm. There's that fact that people think that because God hates divorce, people are always considered like they have leprosy, even in the church, right?
Very true.
So you always put out of the gate and you're told until you get healed, then that's when you'll be allowed into the inner courts.
My God, really?
Right. Yeah, so and I went through that experience.
Crazy.
So that organization is for people who are going through separation and divorce.
Okay, caring for them.
And this caring for them. We have some group therapy where they come and we do those group therapies for them, and we walk through a journey of 13 weeks and even after that.
Okay.
And this is not to say that we encourage people to divorce.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
We are just saying you're sick and you've come to hospital. We have to attend to you.
Yes.
We'll not tell you usicheze na maji, usipate homa, ushapata homa.
Ushapata. I like that. Yeah.
So we don't believe, and we know actually, and as we go on, we've gotten to know why God hates divorce, right? And it's divorce he hates, not the person.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So I do that one, and also I'm in IT consulting.
Mm-hmm.
I do IT consulting and even in education. I do part of it. Then I run also a resort as you go to Namanga.
Okay.
It's called the Eden at Hooties.
Eden at Hooties.
At Hooties.
Yep. Okay.
You
wonderful
will have the best meat in this country.
Hey.
Any person who can challenge me can come.
Meat lovers, mumesikia.
Stephen is the same.
He's had that.
He's a partaker.
This guy has one saying, you break the bed, it's all on him.
For where we say, come at Eden, if you break the bed, I give you two nights for free.
Ah,
the challenge is on. Nobody has gotten that.
I was a bit slow there, the Mexica. He's a naughty one.
Umeshika. And so, tunasimanga nyama, ukule nyama. What we say is kula nyama, alafu chome mafuta.
Chome mafuta.
Yeah, usipate shida mingi. So, kuja ukule nyama.
Nice place.
And ukachome mafuta baadaye.
We'll be sure to be there very soon. Very soon, we're going to check in that spot. So, gentlemen, thank you for coming, first of all. Just in your busy schedules, you know, I can tell you the CEO here, which you're running a ministry and also a business. And thank you just for making time. So in today's context, what we just wanted to talk about. So for me, who's now been married 18 years, have an ID now, an adult in marriage, I've been looking all around me and I'm seeing I have close friends and, you know, extended family who are going through tough times in their marriage. And majority of them are still married, But then there's sometimes where I worry and I get scared because I'm thinking, well, for me, my marriage, I also have issues. There's no marriage that is perfect. But it reaches a point where you're looking at your friends, those close around you, and you're seeing what could be some telltale signs. And those signs come when we are conversing and somebody is telling you, Mimi, I want to leave. I want to leave this marriage. Yeah, so both men and women. And I'm like, do you really know what is waiting for you on the other side when you leave? Or is it that you'll get a better relief when you leave? Or is it that you can't be tolerant of this situation at all, at all? But I've been finding myself so confused because I'm like, I have no idea what is happening in this guy's marriage. I don't even have the authority to tell the guy, stick there. That is my wish. But I don't know what he's going through. I don't know what she's going through. So maybe as you guys have shared before, and we were just discussing before we went into this recording, what are some of the things that you really can tell such a person? Like from now, your story, Steve Ohutia, whoever can go first. Do we really see it coming? And if at all we don't see it coming, well, you know, what are the things that we need to be aware of for those of us who are married? That you guys maybe saw, and maybe later on you're like, I wish one, two, three things should have been rectified, or I should have done one, two, three things to stay married. Is there, I don't even know whether this is a good question to ask, but but I just want you guys to open up and just share with us maybe your story, you know, what happened, and did you see it coming?
Wow. All right. I was just sharing that there is a saying that my good friend Yahutia says that things don't go wrong, they start wrong.
Yeah.
Did I see this coming? Not entirely, to be honest. And just giving a context, most of my marriage, it has been on Christian foundation.
Oh, okay.
I was this guy who went to church, served in church, you call it Mizizi.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, I served in the Ndoa ministry for 4 years.
Ndoa ministry, the guys now who are getting
married.
Like a premarital counseling.
Premarital, and those who, this is what was called the Ndoa Enrich. These are people who are already in marriage, but they've come back to do an audit of their marriage to enrich it, to make it better. So we served there for 4 years. So we had the script from the Word of God.
Wow, and the template, so to speak.
Yes, the template.
Mm.
But my marriage still broke down. That means you may have tried your best. No one goes into marriage with a script of getting out.
Yeah.
And over the years, the 16 years that we were together, I thought we were okay until the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Now, I think for myself, I didn't pay particular attention to certain red flags that I saw.
Yeah.
One, on my own personal basis, I didn't pay and I didn't work on myself on what I can call are my childhood wounds.
Yeah.
My father and mother wounds.
Childhood wounds.
Yes, that was very huge. I didn't work on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they accumulate.
Okay.
It's sort of, they become a shadow and becomes heavier and heavier over the years and you start acting in a certain way.
Yeah. So it's maybe like what you can say is that unfinished business that you brought into the
marriage.
Things that you're not reconciled with.
So first, I was not aware about them.
Okay.
And when I got aware of them, I never worked on them. So that had a huge impact on the marriage, how I carried myself as a man, as a husband, as a father.
Mm.
So I also took in a lot of risks as a man in business. So my financial status was also compromised during the course of marriage, especially in latter years of our marriage.
Okay.
So I didn't take care of that very well.
Yeah.
And of course, things snowballed into something else. And at one point, I got myself into a place which was very dangerous for the marriage. And it broke down. Could it have been salvaged? Yes, it could have. But I guess it happened. It happened.
We'll come back to you and you just let us know how you're dealing with it right now. What's the situation? And maybe even just to share a couple of those shadows. What were they, so that at least some guys out there can understand.
Good.
If they have similar, they are forewarned and they can start working on them. Hutia. Tony.
Unataka nini?
Tupatie dozia.
So, Steve said, I don't know if I'll call it a mantra or philosophy that I've gotten to learn. The things don't necessarily go wrong, they start wrong. What this means is, to start with, you have to get to know the foundation, build a foundation of what you expect your building to be. Many a times we do not do that. And when our house come crumbling down is when we realized we had built on sinking sand. Okay. You have a very good building, but the foundation was absolutely crap.
Yeah.
So for me, what I can say is, for starters, nobody taught me how to be a man. Second part is, nobody taught me how to be a husband.
Mm-hmm. So what happened is I was going with the flow.
Yeah.
And what nowadays I call the rites of passage.
Mm-hmm.
I was of age.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this beautiful woman that was making all men teseka.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a competition.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets her?
Okay.
Okay. Before that, of course, and I always say, she's the one who drove me crazy. She was, I don't know if now to call her the love of my life at that time, but she drove me crazy.
Yeah.
I was not thinking.
Yeah.
I had many the other options.
Of many men. Symptom. <Yeah.
laughs> And I've gotten to points that I call it stupid love. Because you don't stop to think.
Yeah.
And see what it is, okay? So what that led into is, it was a process of you being able to now get into this because it's a rites of passage. It's somebody that I really loved. And I've gotten an opportunity now to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And before that is maybe a long story, and I don't know if we'll be able to share it.
Yeah.
But the part is, even before we got married, I'd engaged her the first time.
Yeah.
Engagement was broken. Mm. 3 years later, when we came back now to get married, okay. There are those red flags that Steve is talking about that you always see. But the bigger part is, for me, I was always looking at them as things that will be sorted out in marriage. E shida,
yes.
Antidote yake ni marriage.
Okay.
Aka kashida kengine ni marriage.
It's marriage. These problems will be sorted out in marriage.
In marriage.
And okay. The antidote
ni marriage.
It's marriage. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not realizing that any of those two small shidas I was seeing,
yeah,
they are like a flower. And in marriage, what happens is they blossom.
Mature.
They don't become something else.
Mm-hmm.
It is them now that is reloaded.
Yeah.
So if it was a red flag in a kuasquisito, as it a red duvet.
Yes. Must say blanket.
Say blanket.
In a kuasasa ni duvet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of it is, you are always hopeful, or rather, I was always hopeful that it's going to be sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
See, we love each other.
Yeah.
And when this marriage, how is it that it cannot be sorted out? Okay. So by the time we were coming in there, I was serving in all these ministries. I was in the men's ministry. I was in prima counseling.
Church ministries.
Yes, yes, yes. And I was in worship team, and we were doing all those things. So it's not like we didn't have a Christian foundation, or call it that foundation, but we had it. However, nobody actually taught us how to be this husband or this wife.
Correct.
Okay. So we went in as a rites of passage, in my opinion.
Okay.
And we hoped for things to work out as we go with the flow.
Marriage being the antidote to many problems.
Yes. Okay. And I always say it's a roller coaster. So you're in it, and you're trying to live one day at a time, and hoping that things will work out. Okay. Only to realize that they don't. So at a point of around 7 years, I felt like I'm not getting what I came for in this marriage. And I had a conversation with my wife, my ex-wife. And I told her, I don't think I am getting what I came for.
Okay.
Why? Because I'd felt for all these years, I was giving and giving and giving, but I was not getting anything back. Okay. And the part was, when we were getting into marriage, I didn't have a problem in this giving. Okay? Even when we were dating, I used to do all the giving, or most of the giving. And I usually make a joke, even I tell my kids now, from this marriage, I always tell them that, you know, and I've realized you have to be vulnerable with the kids, even through this journey, so that they can understand. And I was telling them an example that, you know, I used to send your mother, when we were in high school, I used to send your mother a letter every week as she sends me one in a term. Okay. For me, it was not a problem.
You are a hard worker.
Yeah. No, na kumbuka siku zetu bana, hizo writing pads mpaka zikuwe scented. Kuna zile ziko na maua.
Kwa kuna brute.
Brute, unapigilia brute ndani.
and some nice two cartoons there you've drawn on the side.
Vizuri na kuna zile zilikuwa kwa tule tunaitwa Kiss, wale wawili wanakuja.
And then you quote some 90s R&B lyrics.
So we used to do that, and I was telling
really
them.
Poetic.
Nice. And I was telling them, this is what I used to do. And at that time, I didn't have a problem with it. Not to realize within the course of that journey, I got tired. I got exhausted. I didn't have anything else to give.
Okay.
And I reached out to say, you know what? I need something to keep me going because I am out of this fuel. Okay. And because there are different things, and probably we'll touch on them, there are different things that made me and got me to that point. Okay. So when you ask, did I see it coming? The truth of the matter is, before you walk out of your marriage, you actually left it a couple of years before. The walking out is actually a manifestation of what has been happening. So it's not that that is when it happens. You have gotten the courage now to actually walk out. It can be both men or women. But this time you have said, you know what? Whatever it is, wacha ikuje, ikuje. And that's when you're just getting out. So when you see people even coming, trying to reconcile you, it's quote-unquote too late.
It's too late, yeah.
Because you are completely at the end of it. You have resolved that this is nothing that will happen to it. So you are coming to John come lately into this whole mix. Okay, and it could be because of many reasons. Maybe we hate it. Always, we are always in church. We sleep in separate bedrooms during the week, but Sunday church to meshikana mikono ile afike na kuingia church in one car and all those things. And we play all those rules that we expected.
Yeah,
only for people to hear, what do you mean? They used to come with that convertible together, right? But you don't know what that whole thing is, and that's why when you say that you would not understand what is happening in that marriage, it's true. It's really true.
Because that's a question we all ask. How but these kids were doing this ministry together. They were coaching many couples together. They modeled for us what it looks like, what a good marriage should look like. So you get confused when it happens.
And so it's a bit of those underlying things. The foundation was not there. There's so many things that you overlooked. And it's because you did not know. I did not know. Me, my dad didn't tell me how to be a husband.
Exactly.
Neither.
Okay. And all of us, most of the men I ask them nowadays, I ask them that serious question. So who told you? Who taught you how to be a man? Who taught you how to be a husband? Before even we get to a father, right? The father is the other one. But now, the first to a man, then you become a husband. There's nobody who actually taught you how to be that. Right? And your wife probably comes into this marriage knowing and thinking, this guy knows it.
He knows it.
You're supposed to be the head of the home. So how don't you know how to be the head of the home?
These are the expectations of you.
Yeah. And the bigger part is you're supposed to be the provider. And provider, it's only for cash. That's what provision has been reduced to. Which I'm telling men, they have to change the narrative. You've been just reduced to providing cash. Okay. So you go out there and look for that cash, but you lose on everything else.
That's very true.
And that's it from this episode, listeners. You've been listening to Umish Share Podcast. Tune in next week as we continue with this series. Asante Sana. See you next week.